You ain't heard us in a minute. You heard us in a minute, man. Wu-Tang!
Well, right now, we're going to get into this Raw podcast right now. Who we got on the air?
We got Michelle.
Yes. And who else?
And the philanthropist.
And this is UGOD from Wu-Tang Clan. We about to get to the podcast, baby. Everybody tune in.
Lucky number 7 is here.
That's right. And tune in. We going to drop jewels on you. I ain't here. We are not here to make you believe. We are here to spark your brain cells and give you some guidance. Maybe a little youngster, you sitting out there riding your bike, or you're smoking your blunt, or you fucking, or you grabbing some titties, whatever the case may be, turn over, turn on the dial, and tune into the podcast Raw, baby. We about to get it started. The Flat Philanthropist and my little lady here, Michi, we gonna get it popping, baby. Got my boo-boo Bambi on the motherfucking cameras, and she holding it down for me, and as usual, we gonna keep it grooving. What's going on today? Talk the topics. What's popping today in the world today?
Hit him, Michelle.
All right, so you know this is the election year, so let's talk about Domingo's favorite person in the world.
And who's that? And hold on, and who is that? Who's that?
Kanye West.
Ah, oh, this nigga love Kanye. Building. He love Kanye nuts.
How did this guy get on the ballot in Wisconsin?
Apparently, the woman that submitted his signatures to get on the ballot, she's allegedly someone that's working on Donald Trump's campaign.
Oh, he found out. Look, he got little niches and glitches. He. Oh, Donald Trump gave him the call. He gave him the playbook. I guess he gave passing the book and said, "Yo, this is how you do it."
That's some books. So it looks like Trump hired this chick to go to court to sue a little TV station for running some anti-Trump ads, because, you know, he don't like nothing out there that puts him in a bad light.
Of course.
So that same woman that Trump hired is the one that turned in the petitions to get this motherfucker on the ballot. And, this is crazy.
Okay, and what's wrong with that?
It means that maybe Kanye being on a ballot running for the presidential election this year is trying to take away the black votes from Joe Biden.
Yeah, and all he's going to do is take away the crazy votes from Joe Biden, okay? Because Kanye ain't got no black... If I see a black person out there with Kanye 2020 sign, I'm going to literally slap the shit out of you.
Well, all right, let me say one thing about my man Kanye. I got to give it to him for his willpower to do whatever he said. He set his mind out to do. Listen, I'm not with all the shenanigans. Don't get it twisted, little man. Don't starve me, fat boy. It's too early in the morning for this bullshit, all right? But what I'm saying to you is, I'm looking at the power that he has. I'm a superhero. I like to see what other superheroes are doing with their power. And one of his powers is that whatever he puts in his mind, he can bring into fruition. And that's his strength. And he got to be careful how he wields that sword, because that shit can fuck him up and bite him in the ass. Especially if you don't really know that you have that superpower, that you can do that. And, you know, we all got our superpowers. Everybody got some particular things that they are very, very good at. And that's what I see with that situation. But he put his mind to it, and he's probably putting his toe in the water. Who knows? You know, I wouldn't trust him with nuclear buttons, though. I wouldn't trust him with the United States Navy and the Marines and drones and satellites and shit, you know.
I wouldn't let that motherfucking valet my car.
So basically, y'all both are saying he's not getting y'all's vote.
Absolutely not. He gotta show me more of his character than just some fucking rap musician shit. And I don't give a fuck you married to Kim. I don't care. I want to know what your brain cells clicking like. I don't know if you got two nickels running around your head. That's what I want to know. Because right now, you did some interviews. You say a couple of things. That's not really peeling the onions off the fucking layer of your character. And when you get in them positions, and when you start running for certain situations like that, you're putting things in jeopardy. I got to see who you are, man. We got to figure who you out, man.
Domingo, what's going on in South Dakota?
That's what I'm talking about. Like, first of all, Mount Rushmore has been around for hundreds of years. And here comes the governor platicating to this narcissist motherfucker, because he's asking her, hey, can you put my face on Mount Rushmore?
Hold up. Wait a minute. wait a fucking minute. Missed something. Something went over my head.
Donald Trump did his face on Mount Rushmore, and the governor of Dakota came by the White House with a miniature version of how she could do it. And I'm like, yo, if you put that motherfucker on Mount Rushmore,
I don't think the mullet will make it to the Rushmore. No disrespect to my main Damie, because he is from New York. That's the only part I ain't mm-hmm. down with his team. I ain't with that situation, but come on, bro. Please, what the fuck?
Lord.
They fucking up and picking up speed out there. They picking up speed.
And the same governor who is giving into this bullshit is the same one that has a no mask ordinance in the state of South Dakota. Now, everybody else done caught up to the situation and now realizes that we need our masks. We need our, social distancing. But this woman in South Dakota, it doesn't have a mask ordinance. And on top of that, is allowing 250,000 bikers to have a festival in a small town in South Dakota that they do every year, the Sturgis. South Dakota.
Well, she's trying to...
With no mask.
All right.
With no mask.
But you got to understand something, right? Far as... This is what I think. This is just my opinion. She has to govern. So she has to support the people in that town to make some type of money. They got to feed their families. And she's sticking her neck out on the line for that purpose. You know what I mean? And I'm pretty sure that's what she's doing. And we're going to see how it turns out. If something happens, because she's in a conundrum where she has to say no by certain things, and then the people are coming at her. We got to open up, and she got to say yeah to some of them people too, because they forcing her hand. So she gonna see how it works. She's gonna see how it goes down.
The problem I have is, I know they're not 250,000 bikers in the state of South Dakota. They came from all over the country
to have some fun.
So now they're gonna come all into South Dakota, catch the cove, and then go back to where they came from.
So they're gonna spread. They're gonna spread the dookie all around every place.
They're gonna spread the dookie mm-hmm. all over the place. It's gonna be everywhere.
Ugh.
It's gonna be a situation, bro. It's gonna have numbers spike.
Turds everywhere.
I don't know about you, but I ain't going to no Harley Davidson dealerships anytime soon.
Mm. Or coming into contact with anyone that's a biker.
Oh, exactly. You trying to hate on bikers now? Nah, don't be hating
on bikers. Bikers are in the wind. I can't get the tattoo. Can't go to the tattoo shop. Nothing.
I was about to give me a new tattoo. I'm about to give me a new jank. I'm going to finish up my arm, my other side of my chest. You know, I don't really show my shit too much because I'm sexy in here. You know, I'm real juicy.
Oh, Lord. Here you go.
Juicy.
How do we get there?
Juicy.
What else is going on, Meech?
So, Oprah, with everything going on this year between COVID and then, racial inequality. So, Breonna Taylor, her murderers, the cops that murdered her, have still not been arrested. So, Oprah, what she did was she put up 26 billboards around Louisville demanding justice for Breonna Taylor.
What's going on with that? Hold on.
Wait a minute. This is the girl that cops ran up in the crib and just shot her.
Mm-hmm. And they have yet to be arrested. People have been demanding justice for her for like months now. They still have not arrested any of the police officers that killed her.
You know, big shout out to Oprah for putting up the 26 billboards. You know what I'm saying? I know it's a drop in the bucket for her because she got a lot of bread. But just the fact that she, is thinking about that as a black woman is exercising her right to protest by putting up 26 billboards so people in Louisville don't forget about Breonna, and they gotta watch that shit every time they drive by. So
yeah, they gotta go to the federal with this one. This is a federal case, man. This has gotta go up to federal, man, because the state ain't gonna do it. This gotta go up notches. Somebody from the Attorney General's office got to go over there and be like, yo, listen, now we got to step on these niggas, man.
Well, let's end it with in what's trending with Takeoff. So, Takeoff, rapper from Migos, he is being accused of rape by a woman. They both attended the same party. Mm-hmm. And she alleges that during the party, she was getting like extreme uncomfortable looks from him. And he had approached her during the party to offer her some weed. And she denied it because she felt uncomfortable. And then, so apparently the host of the party told her to go upstairs. He walked upstairs to this room where she would feel like, you know, separated from the party or more comfortable. And Takeoff allegedly happened to be upstairs, and they both got into a verbal altercation where the woman eventually went into the room, and allegedly Takeoff came in after her and allegedly raped her in the bedroom.
This sounds like that Brett Kavanaugh shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, same shit, you know, people getting drunk downstairs, somebody goes upstairs. And it's like when you watch a horror movie and you're like, don't go upstairs.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. All the bitch fell. The bitch. Why you fall, bitch, on the floor? Get the fuck out. Zombies is coming. I get it. Yeah, I get it.
No, it's like, come on, man.
But you know the crazy shit about that is, you know, some funny shit. You say that shit because, you know, I think I know when it comes to getting women. I can tell when women are easily, how can I say, weirded out by men. Like, if you don't get a woman comfortable, you're like a fucking rapist.
Squeamish.
Yeah, it's like you're squeamish because you can give up the vibe, like you got a rapist vibe out of nowhere. Women like, oh, this nigga's a weirdo. I ain't fucking with this nigga. Like, and if she was giving off that vibe, dude, leave the bitch alone.
Well, we don't know who this woman is. When she filed her lawsuit, she's identifying herself as Jane Doe. She doesn't want to be identified.
Oh, she better not be. She better not be a snow bunny. She better not be a snow bunny.
Yeah, we won't know who she is or what she looks like. But Takeoff and his attorney have denied these claims, and they're looking at it as a money grab.
It's a money grab because, like I said, it's rough out here. It's COVID, and he partying. Motherfuckers is broke. He probably came in with diamond links, Lambo outside, looking, smelling extravagant. You know how I feel about, you know, certain situations, like, you know. I'm real picky about who I'm fucking with right now. I'm extra, like, I'm damn near, I'm monk mode right now.
These house parties are out of control. Like, they got that, California just passed a bunch of laws saying that if they catch you in California, because they had that YouTube star.
Yes.
You heard about that? The YouTube star? He got caught throwing a house party.
Yeah.
And the next day, the FBI raided his house. And they caught his ass with hammers and by the sauna and all kinds of crazy shit.
Yeah, but those hammers is legal though.
But see, you're not supposed to have 200-300 motherfuckers poolside in your crib having a party. It's illegal. So what they're doing now in the state of California.
And that's illegal right now before they come with the serum. Once they come with the serum, all that shit, the law is gonna have to change again.
Yeah, well, for now, the motherfucker ain't got no electricity because they automatically cut your electricity off.
Oh, that's fucked
Wait,
up.
Wait, when they crash your party or your whatever, search your if house, you, they turn the electricity
if,
off?
If a neighbor calls the cops on your ass and they find out you had 200 people in your crib, your electricity get cut off.
Yo, that's some bullshit.
Okay?
Yo, that's
so you sitting there with a bunch of fucked up shit.
You know what I mean? Like, yo, turn my shit over. Generator. Yeah. Turn that shit back on.
What you hooking the generator up to, fool?
Gas, nigga. All right, yo, man. This is Ugar from Wu-Tang Clan, man. Big UGOD. Every week, we're going to give away an audio version of my book. Raw, baby. We're going to give it to you raw, man. Go to Apple Podcasts. Leave your rating and review it or your IG on your Twitter handle so we can contact you. And we'll pick a winner each week so you can find out who wins the new audio version of my book, man.
Story time.
Oh, shit. My favorite part of the show.
All right, so we're going to talk about the evolution of women in hip-hop. So, ooh. I don't know if you saw the video or heard the song, but Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion came out with WAP on Friday, this past Friday.
You know, first of all, that WAP shit is kind of crazy because you know what the WAP is.
Wet-ass pussy.
All right.
Yes.
Wet-ass pussy.
That's what it means.
Wet-ass pussy can go for both ways because you get WAPed. In other words, you also blowjob for men. So, okay, I get it. two sexy broads selling a whole lot of wampa wampa out there. A lot of titties and ass flying. And as
sex
they,
sells.
And as yeah, sex sells. And as they
sex
say,
sells.
And as they saying that they coochie is juicy, pretty much.
Basically.
That's
that
basically
what
you're saying. Mm-hmm. In so many different ways. I get it, Cardi. And I get it, Megan. I get it. A lot of shit flying around. But I will put both
of
y'all.
Juice. A lot
I will
of juice
put,
in the air.
I'll make both them bras tap the fuck out, though. Fuck that.
Yo, tap, don't tap.
Nigga,
ah,
I make them bras tap the fuck out. I don't want to hear all that coochie slinging shit. Fuck out of here with that bullshit. You ain't come across no Wu-Tang penis, man. It's real dick swingers over there in that corner, nigga. I don't know what the fuck you talking about. All that bullshit. You scared to death of this penis. These penises over there. Oh, that Wu-Tang. Oh, that Wu-Tang niggas. That's right. It's gangster dicks over here.
Well, the issue is, so a lot of people, they love it. They feel like this song is like, yes, women empowerment, especially because in the video, there's a lot of like up and coming women, female rappers in the video. There's Suki Hana, Ruby Rose, Normani's in the video, and even Kylie Jenner. I mean, she's not an up and coming rapper, but she's in the video.
Fine ass.
But there's some other people, like some congressmen, who are basically saying that Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion have set women back centuries with this song and video.
I'm gonna ask you a question about the song. Do you think that they're trying to separate women from men in the relationships that supposed to be, you know, women and men situation? Are they trying to put women above men, or they just sunk to a low place where they just like selling ass is where to go?
For me, I would say that this song isn't about like men versus women or like trying to put men down and like elevate women. But I guess in a sense it is to elevate women to be comfortable, you know, about what they got going on down there, I guess. But I mean, for me personally, I mean, I'm not the type of person to just be like going out in public saying, yeah, I got that WAP. You know, that's not how I talk and that's not who I am. But for some females that live that lifestyle, you know, this is empowering them. You know, they actually love this song. They love what Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion stand for. And they think that this is what feminists have fought for all these years, is for women to be comfortable in their bodies, to, you know, show off their curves.
Yes,
and
they are,
you know, be comfortable
them shit.
Talking about sex. And it kind of reminds me of, like, you know, how back in the day, how, to me, I feel like this is no different from, you know, Lil' Kim, Kaya, you know, My Neck, My Back. Like, this song is no different from what those female rappers were talking about back in the 90s. So it's kind of interesting that now, today, they're like, oh, you're setting women back. But what happened when Lil' Kim was making songs like this?
Yeah, no, I get it. I understand what you're saying. And those girls are very beautiful, and they're promoting their beauty to the utmost. And the average girl got to understand something, that they're not them. Don't get blinded by the light. Have a good time. And if you feel freaky, throw the song on, because I'm all about the Freak Fest. I'm the captain of the Freak Foundation right here. Yes, I am. So I'm with that. But, you know, is it too raunchy? Maybe so. I like raunchy pussy. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Well, okay, so from a conservative standpoint, because I see all these politicians talking crazy, I just want to say, don't forget that, you know, even female country singers went there and told you guys, you know, Loretta Lynn had Rated X, The Pill, talking about, you know, don't put a stigma on women that get abortions. You know, these are things that happen in country music with conservative women talking about, I need my rights. You know what I'm saying? So all this stuff starts off, you know, from back in the days, from as far back as the 50s, okay? Because Kitty Wells was back then talking about, you know, blaming men for driving women away. And then there was Tanya Tucker, who wrote a song about premarital sex at 15.
Mm.
And okay, she's a country singer. So if you're talking about, you know, tiff-a-tat, don't make this shit because I see where they're going with it. Don't make this shit a black and white issue.
Hold on, but you,
all
but,
these, but you all know these why? Motherfucking conservatives.
Wait, so
all
right, hold on, hold on, hold on. Hold on. This is a black and white issue?
No. Hold on. Let me say one thing before you get to the black and white situation. You got to understand something. The planet is more awake now. We're on a different frequency now.
Yeah.
The planet was sunken back then. They was fighting. Now the shit shifted to where energy is up and everybody can see everything. Everything is super magnified and super intensified. So when the niggas say pussy, it's like, it resonates from here all the way around to China now. You know what I'm saying? Back in the days when someone said pussy, the shit went up the block. That's about as far as it went. You know what I'm saying? Now it's just super duper. So you got to understand something that, yeah, you're talking about the history, but now it's a little more intensified because with one flick of the switch, this shit going to 23 million motherfuckers in 5 seconds.
And yeah, I mean, listen, I remember when I was a kid, I went to a Two Live Crew show. And everybody was like, everybody was like, oh shit, Two Live Crew. Oh my God. Then I heard about that show. You know, the word was on the street.
Yeah.
It was just traveling on the street. Like, yo, go to a Two Live show, bro. There's crazy up there, man. They got chicks up there, butt naked, bending over, doing all kinds of crazy shit. They sticking shit out. Oh, I'm like, what? I'm like, hold on.
$25,
I'll buy that.
I'll tell you the story about me and Luke, though. You know, I recorded Redemption in Luke's studios. I recorded Redemption in Uncle Luke's studios. I was there in Miami. I happened to be with Uncle Luke for 6 months, recorded my record, and I got to know him real good. And he just seen that I was focused. And he just tried to be cordial and accommodating. So he brought some strippers in. And, you know, I'm real picky about that shit. And I don't like broads, like, literally jumping on my cock, you know, just to throw me some pussy. I'd rather at least give me the opportunity to say, yo.
He liked them heavier broads, too. You like them little light-skinned girls.
He don't know what the fuck I like.
You like fashion models.
Let me tell you something, Pippin. I have a diverse palate. You know what I mean? I'm more or less trying to get into your brain skills. I can sit there and talk 5 minutes to a girl and see if I like her. I only just 5-10 minutes. But I ask her 3, 4, 5 questions. If she don't respond and she's like bubblehead, I'm like, you know what?
The chicks he brought in.
You got doodle in your brain.
Were they fat ass chicks?
Nah, he brought in cold stone strippers. Bitches that pop eggs. No big girls, nigga. He brung in bitches that pop eggs out their coochie, smoke cigarettes with their pussy.
And he wasn't feeling it.
I'm not gonna throw my dick in a bitch pussy that smokes cigarettes out her pussy.
Well, okay, so were you not feeling it because where you were mentally that day in the studio, like
you were just focused on
the music?
Listen to me, Michi. Previously before that, don't get it twisted. I fucked a lot of strippers in my lifetime. I done bagged stripper pussy before like it wasn't nothing. But the stripper pussy I bagged was nice. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about she had a nice little uniform with the high boots on, with the looking like kiss boots. All that shit, the whole get up. That was my thing. You know what I mean? Smelled good, fluffy skin, cheeks was fluffy, tits was fluff. Nothing but fluff out there, right? Cool, I get it.
Spinning on that pole.
Right, exactly. She was dope with the pole. But the bras that he brought over at the time wasn't my cup of tea. They was too rough for me. You know what I'm saying? Was too stripper. Like, you know, you could be stripper with class or they were
sloppy strippers.
Or, you know, not sloppy. It's different levels of stripper. You got strippers who are exactly who exotic strippers who look glamorous on that pole, who look like fucking gazelles jumping in the forest, right? You got that type of stripper. And then you got those bullet hole fucking strippers.
Oh, I was about to say that shit.
Those
those
strippers that niggas put cigarettes out on bitches. Like,
wait, what does that mean? Bullet hole strippers.
Yo,
listen, there's strippers out there that been through a lot, right? There's the pretty ones that they get guarded and get put on pedestals, right? And then you got the other ones who are not so guarded, who came from the hood, who are really hardcore bitches.
Like, they like dudes.
Yeah, almost like dudes, but a little more like hard, you know? Who might bring you to the fucking hotel and might have 4 niggas jump out you with machine guns and take your shit. You know what I'm saying? Those is hardcore bitches. So, you know, some of those bras you brought into was kind of hardcore for me. So I was like, you know, I gave him the head shake. Mm-mm. and just went in the room and closed the door.
I want to know, like, so you guys, with you growing up, you know, in hip hop and everything, what is the difference though? Like, why is it such a big deal for women to talk like this? When men do it too in their rap lyrics, they talk like this too. You just said Uncle Luke. Oh, we already know his music, so it's like, come
Pump
on,
that
you
coochie,
know?
Bottom, bottom, let me see that tootsie roll. Yeah. Okay, that's cool.
Pop that pussy.
Well, it's not about with women and the comparisons, and it's not about that. It's about what they're talking about, and being that they got all these donkey cheeks splacking around. It was just number cheeks in that fucking goddamn video. Goodness gracious. And it's, that's all it is, man. And they promote sexuality on another level. It took it to another level of raunchiness. You know what I'm saying? And it's making raunchy music, man. That's what Megan Thee Stallion is about. You know, she got a lot of raunchy lyrics. And I like raunchy lyrics. You know what I mean? So for the people that like that type of situation, they're gonna gravitate to that. You know what I mean? And now pertaining to the old rappers back in the days, as far as like women wise, like Roxanne Shanté, who has won more female battles than any other MC. Then you had Queen Latifah, the MC Light.
Yes, Queen Latifah.
And Sweet Tea and Salt and Pepper. And yep. You know, Salt and Pepper was the first, like, was like the sexiest.
They were sexy with it.
Sexy, but they was natural sexy though. You know, Pepper showed off a little bit of cheek. Not too much cheek. Maybe biker shorts cheek. You know,
a
little spandex here and there with the leather jackets. But they was more hood. That broad you saw sitting on the corner with the bamboos was like, when you saw Salt and Pepper, you saw the same broads in your own hood. So that's the reason why they were so successful about their situation. You know what I'm saying? So let's fast forward to now. You know, Lil' Kim, she had titties pop out at the VMAs. You know what I'm saying? She had one tit out on the VMA, one banana. That's what she was about. You know what I'm saying? She was about, you know, flexing her sexuality early. You know what I mean? And it brought about the rest of these broads to come along and pick up her staff. Not talking about, I didn't even forget about Trina. Because Trina, to me, is Megan Thee Stallion all over again. That's where all that shit came from. I'm the baddest chick. Go check out Trina. If you think I'm bullshitting, check out Trina.
No, I know.
All that shit come from Trina. Trina was the queen of that at one time. You know what I'm saying? And I'm pretty sure y'all need to get her on the song with Megan. That'd be kind of fire, too. Those two together, and let them know where that shit came from, because she was the originator of that fly shit. But they took it to another level. And you're going to get backlash, and they're doing exactly what they need to be done, because the song was a hit. Because y'all watching, we talking about it. Niggas is fantasizing about it. You got niggas in jail jerking their dick off to it. They doing all type of shit to that shit.
Yeah.
You in fantasy mode on that shit. There's a lot of donkeys in that junk. A lot of junk in there. All I know is that every last woman in that fucking goddamn video is fucking gorgeous. You need to knock it the fuck off. And that's what it is, man. I throw dick in anyone in a bitch's mouth. Fast.
So I want to ask though, what do you guys prefer? Because you mentioned earlier, you know, Salt and Pepper, MC Light, Queen Latifah. You know, now we have Lil' Kim, Cardi B. Do you prefer females in hip hop to be more aligned with like the Salt and Peppers?
I like masculine.
Do you like the evolution
listen,
that has happened.
I don't like masculine women. I want my woman to be feminine. I understand you got to survive. And sometimes when you're on your own, you got to survive. Women, they start going to that masculine chamber. So if I want my pick of the choice, I want my girl to be dainty and sexy. So
and from a music standpoint, yo, you know, I miss the lyrical chicks too. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, it's cool. You know, we can talk about titties and ass. And, you know, I listen to some Two Live Crew when it's time to get pop the champagne and get into the party.
Yes.
But at the same time, I want to hear some lyrical shit, too.
Not at the fucking party. I'm not trying to hear that.
Not at the party, but when I'm cruising, driving,
one,
or whatever.
One thing I like to say about music is, you know, it can take you. It's an escapism. It can see certain tracks make you escape, and certain tracks bring you back. Some tracks make you go back in certain times in your life. Certain tracks relax you. These are all the dimensions of music, right? And these women just came across, they decided to make some freaky shit. It's just a part of it. That's just part of it.
I just don't want these record labels, because you know what happens at these record labels, right? Now everybody want to look for Cardi B. So now the chicks that are out there that have lyrics can't get a record deal because all they, dog, your titties aren't big enough, your ass is not fake.
Hold up.
You know,
let me say one thing about
you can't get a record deal now.
Let me say one thing about lyrics, though. Lyrics will never go out of style. If you happen to be a girl and you saying some fly shit, whether it be sprinkles of gangster, sprinkle of raunchy, or sprinkle, whatever, how you put your formula together to attract your crowd, if it's hot, it's going to be hot. People are going to gravitate to it. And that's just what it is. That's just what it is, man. And you can't predict how it's going to come. It's like a boxer. I could train all day. How are they going to fight me? It ain't shit till I get in the ring with this motherfucker to find out how hard he really hit. You know what I'm saying? If I can really actually take that blow. So basically what I'm saying is that we don't know what's going to happen to these new women coming out. There might be one girl in there sitting there saying, I don't like that shit. And she might write the total opposite of what the fuck they just said about and make it fucking fiery and be like, oh, this bitch just killed this song. Like, what the, this is some new shit. You don't know what's happening in the universe right now, because as we talking about it, somewhere in the world, brain cells is ticking and pickling and percolating, and somebody's in the corner developing, smelling and making it something.
And new hot shit.
New hot shit, concocting some new star-spangled DNA.
Stirring up that pot.
Yeah, stirring up that pot. That new DNA is getting put into the furnace, and out comes the cauldron, and the mighty hammer Thor. Boom! It's on it. Exactly. It's out there. We don't know.
Crazy. So the evolution will just continue and continue.
Yes, it will. It definitely will. We don't know, but I hope the God, you know, they doing their thing. Shout out to you know Megan and Cardi. You know, like I said,
keep doing your thug this.
Yeah, keep doing it. You know, I support Cardi B anyway, because you know, I like any girl that can come from where we came from and make it to where the level she made it on. Man, I love that shit. You know, I'm not a hater. So right now, I got my cousin over here.
You a cha-ching ass nigga, money making ass nigga, boy.
My motherfucking Method Man nigga on the goddamn phone. He gonna bust my chops for the next 25 fucking goddamn minutes.
Go get that money, nigga. Go get that check, bitch. What's hood? You know I fucks with you, Happy. Stop playing.
I gotta call you up, see what's going on, Pimpin. We got you on there. I was surprised that you wanted to come on this podcast. I said, word, Meth wanna do the podcast? Cause you know I don't think you be into, you know, doing these type of thingamadoodles. I say, you know, give me see what he gonna say and shit and get it done.
Yeah, it's funny because I'm about to do a Marvel podcast and shit.
Oh, let me say one thing about my man comic book collection. First of all, let me put him on blast, because I got to say this to the world. You know, Method Man has one of the largest collections of comics in the U.S. Right? I don't know if people even know that about the guard right here. He is one of the heaviest collectors of comics in the U.S. Not just New York City. We're talking about the United States of America. He is up there in the Guinness Books almost as far as the collection. I don't know if you know, that's a fun fact about my man Method Man. You know, but he don't.
Well, I've been collecting since I was 8. You know, so that's a lot of books.
He's a thoroughbred when it comes to the Marvel universe. You want to know anything Marvel? He's your man to know about anything about. I don't know. It's deep. He can talk for hours about that. So talk to me, bro. What's going on about this? Tell me. So what you going to talk about with this podcast and put him on to the Marvel world?
Well, August 14th, Teenage Bounty Hunters drops on Netflix. It's a show about two teenagers that become bounty hunters. Go figure. I.e. the title. Mm. And stars Kadeem Hardison. And it's hard for me. I know one of the girls' names is Maddie, and the other one's name, she's going to kill me. But they're dope in it. And the highlight of the show is, honestly, everybody does their thing, you know. I went into this, you know, not expecting anything and came out of it very pleased, because I got a sneak preview of the whole 10 episodes. And it's a really good show, man. Also, Power. is coming in September. So if you ain't got your Stars app and you haven't seen seasons 1 through 6, you need to get on that early. Get it now. You still got time to watch it before this spinoff, Power Book 2, Ghosts. Motherfucking airways.
Let me ask you a question about the Power. You playing a lawyer right now, right? You playing a lawyer in that game, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Why? Oh, you got problems right now? You need a lawyer?
Nah. Come on. You know I got my team together. I got my criminal attorney. I got my, you know, I got some niggas ready to go in case shit get funky.
Okay.
But I'm just like, I'm just kind of shocked. I'm kind of shocked to see you playing a lawyer. I'm like, for you playing a criminal attorney. What's talked about the character?
Defense lawyer, right?
Tell me about the character, bro.
Well, Davis McLean is a complicated character. He's a very good lawyer. He's a very expensive lawyer. And he knows that at the end of the day, wins means success. So he's all about winning. He dresses very well. He's not a typical lawyer, but he's one of those guys. I would put him up there with Dershowitz, you know, Cochran and those guys.
Mm-hmm.
He's very good at what he does, you know. And he's going to be representing some very high profile clients. I'm not at liberty to say right now, but you will have to try to understand what's going on.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That sounds lovely, baby. You know he's on your 1-2 stepper, man. You've been doing this acting situation. For a long time, baby. You know, I'm waiting for you to be the Will. I always said you was going to be the next Will Smith anyway. I always put that in the universe anyway. You know what I'm saying? And I see you creeping. I see you doing your thug.
I'm going to be the first minute.
Yeah, nah,
it's not LL, it's a lot. Yo, it's two other Smiths now. That's Will Smith, and you got my boy, motherfucking James Todd.
Oh,
he doing his numbers. Don't sleep on LL, nigga.
Oh yeah, you know LL been doing it for a minute though. You know that's Uncle.
Yeah,
that's,
but you know, God, let's keep it a buck. LL was like, you know, that's my idol, B. Like from like freshman year in high school. This nigga 16 with his own album. You know how we was on LL. Everybody was rhyming
hard.
Like that nigga for a minute. He was king.
Hard. No, he's still king in eyes. You know how it is, man. We still king in eyes.
Absolutely. You know that. You know that's my like my idol right there, man. That's like my spirit animal right there. LL Cool J.
Yeah, man. Definitely.
Yo, what about this new song you got with Conway? That shit is hot.
It's a dope song. It's called Lemon. I believe he want to shoot a vid, but don't let me jump ahead of myself here and shit. We shall see.
Yeah.
But it's getting great feedback, and I, you know, I'm happy about that. Only problem I got with it, and you know, because I'm like my hardest critic and shit. Only problem I got with it is people saying like, "Damn, it took Conway to bring meth back out." Nah, nigga, y'all ain't been listening. It ain't take Conway to bring meth back out. I've been dope. Y'all just ain't been listening. Better check my resume, man. I've been putting shit out for the past 10 years now, man. Under the radar. Because I do it because I want to, not because I have to.
That's right. You tell him, baby. That's right. Right now, we're going to get to that song right now. Right now, this is Method Man and Conway. That's right, nigga. You show me you still got that motherfucking dagger thrown in their head, baby. Show them how to do it.
Capone and Noriega watching CNN. Black whip, black tents. Y'all ain't seeing that. It's Con and Meth. Spread the word, boy. You're seeing them. No seeing them. These rappers in the scope, you're never seeing them. Killer bees back in the building with machine in them. We creaming them with pockets of dirty money. I'm clean again. Ain't got to tell you I'm dope. Just stick.
Yeah, man. So we back right now on the podcast called The Roar. We got motherfucking Method Man up in this bitch right now. You know what I'm saying? The one and only motherfucking goddamn Method Cow up in this bitch. I know you've been doing your workout game right now, right? I know you back on your chamber real hard. I know you know you're in the gym. How the fuck you been getting it in during this shit? Because then they shut the gym down. How you getting it in?
My boy got a little private spot he be letting us use. So we go in and we get our same workouts in and stuff. If anything, I've improved on a lot of things based off of the pandemic because I've been able to go in 5 times a week.
Yeah.
But, you know, this shit is like a work in progress always. You never stop. It's a lifestyle. You got to keep going and going and going and going and going and going. For me, it was the discipline part of it, because you know, if anything, being on the road and the lifestyle that we live, it's very hard to be disciplined.
Yes.
See, when you got fuck time, you know, fuckery time, you know what I mean? Let me rephrase that, fuckery time, to be fucking up and shit. So I just wanted to see if I could do it. And then when I saw that I could do it, I just wanted to keep pushing to see how far I could take it. And it's working out for me.
Okay. Let me ask you another question as far as exercise work. What do you think the hardest part in your body to work out right now? The hardest exercise for you to get busy with?
It's going to always be bench, because I'm going to keep pushing myself. Right now, I'm at three plates. That's 315.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm between three and two reps. I'm trying to get to five. If I can get to five reps with 315, I'm on my way. Then I can pop. Then that's when I can pop shit. Up until then, I can't talk no crap to nobody. I can't even be like, yeah, I'm in the gym every day, son. All that crazy. You can't do none of that, man. Because somebody will come in there and humble your ass real quick.
Yeah, man. So, you know, there's always a bigger fish out there doing bigger things. You know how it is. It's always like that.
Damn right. But I take pride in the fact that my shit is all natural.
Yeah, you look, and it's showing, baby. It's showing your arms. You got arms for days, man. You nothing but arms. Nigga, you walking your arms right now.
I'm all, yo, I'm telling you. Yo.
Nigga just gonna walk. Don't even use your legs. Just walk with your arms, nigga. That's what you be doing all day. Nigga came in the yo. He came in the dressing room one day. I was like, God damn, nigga, you ain't got nothing but arms. I was like, Jesus.
Nigga said my chest flat as fuck. Arms big as hell.
I was like, yo, this nigga was huge. I was like, oh shit, what the fuck? He said, yeah, it's all natural. I said, okay. What you using? Protein shakes? What's your thing? Powdery? What you doing over there, man? What's the concoction you're using?
Macros. Macros is basically I eat a required amount of calories a day. So I weigh my food every day.
You're doing portions?
Yeah, it's kind of like portions, but I get to eat whatever the fuck I want. I could have a bag of potato chips, right? Earlier in the day. If I got the nutrition facts, I just add that to my calories. And then whatever I eat after that has to be up underneath whatever my required calorie intake is. So if I eat junk food all day, then that's all I can eat if it's up to my calorie intake. Boom, there you go. But not even junk food, stuff like, because I definitely make all my own food. I don't eat out anymore. Don't drink sweet drinks anymore. It's all... Well, I can have a sweet drink if I want, but it's mostly water. I've learned to adapt, and now water is like, I don't know. That I posed that question on my Twitter, too. What does water taste like? And people misinterpreted what I meant. I meant, like, what's the flavor of water? Can anybody answer that?
That's hard, because it has no flavor.
What does air smell
flavor.
Like? You know what I mean? Like, real air. What does it smell like?
It smells like nothing. It's completely nothing. It's like just nothing. It's like nothing. It's like I can't even. That's a good fucking question, because you get nutrients from basically nothing. It's like you can't see it, you can't taste
that
it.
Blood work going, keep that heart pumping, everything working correct.
Exactly. Shit, that shit is crazy.
Because we in a stage now where, you know, we have friends and family that are either sick from different things, from not taking care of their bodies, from diabetes, hepatitis, all kind of craziness, to coronavirus and flu, and you know what I mean, all the ills. And it's like your body is ready to fight, it just wants you to fight with it.
Yeah, but you gotta take care of that shit though. You know how it is. You gotta get on that. You know, we came from a different era. I mean, you know how it is, man. We survived a lot of shit, and then later on in the game, you're not a vegan, are you, Meth? You're not into that vegan stuff, are you?
No, I'm not a vegan. No, sir, not a vegan, no.
Okay, so that doesn't make you, you know, lesser than. You just, you know, you just more into other things, you know what I mean? So it's cool.
I knock anybody that's a vegan, vegetarian, do you. You know what I mean? I think that clean eating right there is great. I've seen people well into their 70s that look like they're in their 30s and 40s.
Aging backwards, as you call it, right? Niggas start aging backwards, like, wow.
Yeah, like people who have a smell. If you smell, that's not... Like, you would think it was body odor. No, that's the things that you put inside your body that's stinking out of your pores. You have to cleanse. You have to clean yourself.
That's right. Drop the jewels. That's what we're here to do, baby. We're here to drop these jewels on these little youngins out here. We ain't here to make these niggas believe us some validation shit. We're here to spark these little niggas' minds, man. That's what we're here to do. That's, you know what I mean?
Absolutely. But we're going to show them better than we can tell them. We can't preach to them. We just got to show them.
Exactly.
Don't nobody want to listen no more, man. It's just information at their fingertips. They ain't got to listen no more.
Yeah, definitely got to show them, man. Definitely got to show them.
So, like you said, we've been in COVID, and Yui likes to say he's been doing a prison sentence for a crime he didn't commit. So when we are done with COVID, or what they want to say we're done with COVID, what is the first thing you're looking forward to doing when you can officially, like, get out the house freely, so to speak? And why?
Probably these shows that these fans already paid for. I want to give them their money's worth and then, you know, get back to work as far as acting. Got some things I got to finish.
I heard you just made the Yankees theme song.
Fuck you, Domingo.
Talk about that. You got a joint called Squad Up.
Gotcha. You thought she's going to slide past. You thought she's going to get it past us, huh?
I got to give all credit to D-Stro Kid and Streetlight. That was a street move right there. And, you know, Street stay on his grind. You know, he keep his ear to the street. And he plugged me into the actual song that's on his album, which is coming out soon. He has a single out right now. I forgot the name of it and shit. But it's about, you know, what's going on right now with the police brutality. And he's bringing back up Ernest Seyon and all that. He brought the song to me. It was him and Havoc. I jumped on it. Did a hook for it called Squad Up. The Yankees caught on to it and made it their opening day song. I guess it's their theme song. And Street did that. You know, I was happy to be a part of it because, you know, if you know anything about meth and if you know anything about New York, we bleed Yankee blue. Nothing against the Mets. I love the Mets, but Yankees is synonymous with, you know, it's just New York.
Yes, sir. All right, yo, man. But, yo, good to hear from you, bro. You know what I'm saying? I was going to sneak up on you, man, but I ain't going to sneak up on you. I'm just going to come into the house and just say what's up. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Yo, I got to do a little rest in peace to the matriarch, my mother-in-law. That's why y'all been seeing me on camera these last couple of weeks. You know what I'm saying? Peace out to Geraldine. You know what I'm saying? She's in a better place now.
Okay, fellas, we came to an end. Another end of the YouGuard podcast. Raw, baby. Who I got on the line when we get ready to leave it? Who's it again?
Michelle.
Domingo the Philanthropist. Lucky number 7 is in the bag.
And this is UGOD right now. We getting ready to close it up, man. Like I said before, I ain't here to make you believe me. I'm just here to spark your brain cells, youngin'. That's it. You know what I'm saying? We talking up. We ain't talking down to you. All right, so we're going to keep it rocking. We're going to keep it pumping right now. And I want you to understand something, man. Think before you move, man. Think before you move. And take a deep breath and then make your move, man. This is UGOD, man. I'm out of here. Yo, this is UGuard Raw. This is produced by Michelle Monique Domingo, the Philanthropist, and the team at Signal Company Number 1. Executive produced by me, Lamont UGuard Hawkins, Jeff Clyburn, and Kevin Waters. Music in the podcast is written and performed by me and the one and only UGOD, courtesy of Baby Grand Records. Follow me on Instagram at UGuard_Zilla, on Twitter at UGuard of Wu-Tang, and on Facebook at UGOD Wu-Tang. Follow Michelle on Instagram at Twitter at Michelle Monique. That's MeashelMoniqe. And follow Domingo on Twitter at WuTor and on Instagram at Mingo the Philanthropist.